The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are free. You get to create the content. Submit what you want. Find something online you think's interesting. Submit it there at freetalklive.com, and it'll be on the site for others to vote on through our Reddit-based system. You need a free Reddit account and free Talk Live account. Link them both together in a short process, and it'll be easy for you to submit content and vote on it anytime you want. At freetalklive.com. Frequently, we'll get show prep right there from the front page that was placed there and voted on by listeners like you. Here in the studio, Ian, Johnny, Ray, Mark, we'll all take your calls about anything that's on your mind. Just to bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in, it was Ocala, Florida, where it has happened again. There have been various different bans on saggy pants over the years in various places. And this is one apparently that a long time ago had been pushed previously. Her name is Mary Sue Rich. She's the councilwoman who was the so-called driving force behind the law that will threaten people who have saggy pants below 2 inches, below the so-called natural waistline, with a $500 fine, up to $500 fine, and possible jail time. They're anywhere on city sidewalks, streets, parks, so pretty much anywhere out in public. She was pushing this years ago, and it had been brushed aside over racial profiling concerns. She said, everyone's saying, this is from, by the way, ABC News, everyone's saying I'm targeting young black men. She said, I'm black. I've been black for a long time. Why would I be targeting black men? I would just like to ask one of the these men, what is the advantage of pulling your pants down so far? Now,
well, I think there's a lot of fashions out there that don't have a bunch of advantages other than people think that they make them look good.
Well, there are women who, you know, are into this look, right? Now, there are probably...
How about high heels? I mean, really.
What's the point of that?
Can't we argue that high heels are as silly as baggy pants?
Well, wouldn't some argue that the high heels make a woman look taller?
So...
Well, that's an argument for.
Oh, you can reach that can of beans on the top shelf? Is that what the argument is?
High heels are for immature, underachieving, narcissistic slackers.
For those just tuning in, Johnny Ray is referencing a call from the first hour of the show where we were chewed out by somebody who was upset at us talking about this topic. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a difference there. High heels, you could argue there's a utility to them. I think some women would argue that it enhances their booty.
Right. Well, hold on. Okay. So that's it. Makes me look better.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's the argument behind every fashion?
Probably.
Okay. So let's not use that as an argument.
So anyway, back to the story here. Rich is a retired probation senior supervisor. Not everybody agrees. Not everybody agrees is on board with the anti-SAG push, including the bad sentence. Including Mayor Kent Gwynn, who may veto it. Gwynn told ABC News, and by the way, this is after a unanimous vote of the city council, quote, I don't think it's a good law. When we start getting into creating laws that prohibit people's freedom of expression and the way they dress, I think you're getting into some dangerous territory. Gwynn said...
Here's a teen that claims that saggy pants saved him from an alligator.
Gwynn said, after I thought about it, I thought this is just a bad law. I may not like the way they dress, but I'm not going to make a law about it. He also added that it's nothing personal towards Councilwoman Rich. You vote for what you believe and your heart is right. Wait a minute. I thought they were supposed to be voting for what the people wanted. What about this whole representative republic thing? Isn't that the supposed pitch? Is that these people, the city councilors, the state reps, that these are representing people? But yet here's the politician saying that you're supposed to vote your heart. Now, I'm not saying it's necessarily wrong to vote what's in your heart. I'm just saying maybe they should get it straight. Which one is it? Are you voting your heart, what you believe is right?
Or are you trying to pretend like you're voting for what the people of your district or ward or whatever political designation want?
Well, the voters know what's in the hearts of the politicians that they vote for. That's why they vote for them. They know everything about how they're going to decide on every issue, and that's why they vote for them, and that's how they are representative. They know the secrets inside the politicians' hearts.
He added, "I just don't think you can create laws that make you respect yourself." On the fate of the law she works so hard to implement, Councilwoman Rich simply says, "I guess we'll see." So I guess it's not a done deal there in Ocala, but this isn't the first proposed saggy pants ban. It won't be the last one. And I would be interested in actually finding out, you know, which communities that have this thing are enforcing it, to what extent, or have they been, you know, vetoed at the last minute? Is it like this Ocala story where there really isn't a saggy pants ban of any enforceable measure anywhere? I'm just curious about it. If you know, maybe you've got one in your area and you've heard about people actually being arrested or ticketed for it, would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Personally, I think it's one smoking too much dope that they think that it's cool to be flashing their underwear in public when there's civilized women in this society that don't want to see somebody's butt crack. But I was wondering, Mark, if I were to come into your Shire-free church and whatever you call your services, just wearing my tidy whities and a white beater shirt, and let's just say that I haven't bought a new pair in a long time, so all the women in your congregation could see the brown stains on my crack and the disgusting arm stains going down my arms, and maybe I have a bunch of disgusting tattoos that are offensive to people, or maybe I had chicken pox when I was a kid and I scratched a lot. Would I be welcome in your congregation, since I know you guys are all into, like, I'm free, I can do whatever I want, any old time kind of mentality?
It sounds, Mark, to me like you need the love of a good congregation more than anybody if you come in like
that.
Question,
would I be welcomed in your congregation?
It sounds to me like you'd need the love of a good congregation more than anybody.
The question.
Yes.
Johnny,
the answer is yes, indubitably.
No, I'm going to say no. Actually, James would not be allowed in my church.
You're talking about James specifically.
Right,
James,
right,
is an advocate of violence, and the Shire Free Church is a peace church.
I'm an advocate of violence. I haven't laid a finger on you ever, but if you ever speak to me,
sir, you have said that you support the bombing of Japan.
I defended the nuking of two munitions towns that ended the worst evil empire other than Nazis.
You defended, and thank you for the call, you defended the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which included thousands of innocent people who had never harmed or never threatened to harm anyone else. As far as I'm concerned, that is an advocate of violence. And, the Shire Free Church is a peace church. Doesn't seem like a good mix to me. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Loose clothing is comfortable. It allows for weight gain. It allows you to conceal things in your clothing that may be, I don't know, illegal or whatever. Most of these cons I consider to be much more motivating to me than, baggy pants. But I see what most of the callers have to say about saggy clothing, and, you know, that they don't like it because. And I agree. I don't like it either. I think it sends a bad message generally. But if that's what you want to do, then it isn't going to bother me that much.
So in other news, we got a Johnny Ray Game of the Week update coming up in a few moments, but let's talk tagging. Mark, you had a story that you mentioned to me about a senior citizen, an individual who, of course, you could argue there is no such thing as a citizen, but it's a common phrase, an elderly individual who apparently hasn't grown out of tagging things.
Well, I think this is interesting because often what you'll hear people say about juveniles being charged with adult crimes because they committed an adult crime, mm-hmm. so they should be charged as an adult is the argument.
Sure.
And I've often posited, well, what if I was went out and I spray painted something on the side of a building? Should I be charged as a juvenile because that's a juvenile crime? Well, here, a 61-year-old graffiti vandal led police on a 300-meter chase in a toy scooter officer after spray painting the King's Cliff police station.
Now, was he wearing baggy pants?
I don't believe so, unless...
Saggy pants.
Well, actually, I grew up with my Uncle Carl, and that man couldn't keep pants up on his butt to save his life. He didn't have much of one, either.
He tagged... This guy, old guy, tagged the police station?
Yes, he did.
All right, we'll come back with more here. You
dumb cops.
Share your
thoughts.
I really
like dumb cops.
Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Since we're talking cops, I've actually got a police hazing story, what is alleged to be a hazing within a police department. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. Be glad you did.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
And we'll take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there and enjoy the various features that we share with you. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, when you're online, privacy matters. If there's anything we've learned from the Edward Snowden revelations, it's that it takes effort. You have to put time and effort and money into being private. You can't expect your internet service provider to keep your privacy for you. They're probably logging everything you do. Every website you visit, every search term you enter, probably keep those logs in some cases as long as 5 years. You're going to hand them over as soon as the government comes knocking, a lot of those guys. So you can stop that from happening. Just stop the collection from happening wholesale. Stop it entirely by using ProXPN. That's because ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your data, meaning that before it gets to your ISP, it's encrypted. They can't read it. They just pass it on. That's all the ISP becomes, essentially a pass-through once you start using ProXPN. Now, ProXPN is free. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and grab their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, Linux users. Setup's a little different for you, but you can get it working there as well. And then get started with ProXPN. Now, the free account is limited on bandwidth, and there's a few other limitations. When you want to open it up all the way to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, and the ability to privately torrent, just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account for the lifetime of your account. That's not some weak introductory offer. That's for good. FTL20 is the code, proxpn.com/FTL. And when you buy the annual plan with that code, that breaks the price down to $5 a month for some great privacy protection from proxpn.com/FTL. Risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here, an old guy in his 60s, I guess older. I guess 60s is like middle-aged now, right?
I think 60s would be called middle-aged.
Yeah. So anyway, an older gentleman has...
Of course, I think it's arguably not middle-aged, unless you live to 120.
An older gentleman has gone ahead and tagged a police department and then was chased down. That was all we got in the story, Mark. What else did you have to share?
Yeah, well, it's a crazy story, not one that I would... one you'd expect to read too often. But a senior vandal led police on a 300-meter chase on a toy scooter after allegedly scrawling graffiti across the Kingscliff police station. Police intercepted the man a few blocks from the station after spotting the 61-year-old spotting Kingy Boys Rule and other illegible slogans on the orange paint on the building near early yesterday morning. Despite his age, the man put up quite a fight, injuring two officers while they tried to arrest him, with Detective Inspector Brendan Cullen saying one officer suffered a shoulder injury. One of the officers will be off work for 1 week with a shoulder injury, and the female officer suffered some grazes to her hand. The reasons why he went to these lengths, I'm not completely sure, but needless to say, the actions were alleging are quite irrational, particularly with police being in the building at the time. It looks to me like it says, dumb cops. I mean, that's not illegible at all. And they sprayed out, like, there's a crest on the building. He sprays that out and then, like, scribbles out Kingscliff Police Station and then leaves on this little toy scooter. It's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah. So what are they charging him with?
Well, they didn't say what they're charging him with, but I can
and
tell
where
you.
Where is Kingscliff?
I don't know. I mean, does it really matter?
I just wasn't sure if it was Great Britain. I wasn't real clear on, you know, if this was even the United States. Where's the source?
It does look Great Britain-y with the police sign out there. I didn't really notice that, but yeah, it does have that look. I just thought it was
amusing. Source of the story?
The source is a freethoughtproject.com.
That guy has some great content, doesn't he? John Vibes is his name. And he was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. I don't know if it was his first year. I didn't really get a chance to talk to him. But
New South Wales. This is in Kiwi.
In Australia?
Nope.
New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to lead you on a guessing trail. I just couldn't come up with a name.
Yeah. So anyway, the Free Thought Project, is it The Free Thought Project or just Free Thought Project?
The Free Thought Project.
Great website, .com. I mean, that guy, I don't know how he does it. I don't know if he's got staff, because... It seems like he's putting up a lot of content on a regular basis there.
Indeed. Well, I thought it was a very interesting school story, and there you go.
Hey, here's a crazy one for you. Have you guys heard about the cinnamon challenge and the various different challenges on YouTube?
I think I saw the word cinnamon challenge today, but I don't know what
so
it is.
So you've never seen a challenge video, and, you know, X challenge. There's some sort of thing and then a challenge associated with it. Within the last year or two, you have not seen one of these videos?
I haven't.
They're relatively popular, from what I understand. I don't know if cinnamon challenge was the first one of all of them, but they're just ridiculous things that people are doing. Some of them far more dangerous than others. One of the popular ones this winter time was some sort of a polar challenge or polar plunge or something like that.
Why do people have heart attacks jumping into this ice-cold water?
That's what it is. Teenagers, mostly, are jumping into ice-cold water all around the country, or they were during that time of year, to show how badass they are, I guess. And, of course, many people are being taken to the hospital, and I think there have been a couple deaths.
Teenagers are in fact, a lot more badass. They have these young bodies. They're very resilient to these kind of things. Yep, fine.
Yeah, but you're not going to be resilient to second-degree burns when you spray alcohol or rub alcohol all over your chest and then light it on fire in the new fire challenge-style video, apparently being found on Facebook and YouTube, at least according to CBS report.
Well, that's just stupid.
In Cleveland. There's a lot of stupid. Go ahead and look for the challenge videos on YouTube. You want to see some stupid stuff? You'll see a lot of it.
When I was younger, I lit my hand on fire with rubbing alcohol.
I have done that one. Yep. And I can't remember how do we put it out, but it was cold, actually. It wasn't hot.
It had a cold sensation, yeah, almost like alcohol evaporating off of your hand, which is probably what it was.
It was, yeah.
But I filled up a sink with water, set my hand on fire, and then was like, and immediately extinguished my hand.
Story from Lexington, or the Lexington CBS affiliate. Lexington police said officers were called to Appian Way to assist a teenager who'd burned himself after watching the fire challenge videos online. The teen, whose name was not given, mimicked the online videos by pouring rubbing alcohol on his body and then setting himself on fire. Unbearable, yeah, basically, said the teen who suffered from second-degree burns. That's the thing with these challenge videos. They can be funny, but they're also horrifying, kind of like, you know, America's Funniest Home Videos, people just abusing themselves for laughs.
You get one body, you know, and I'm sitting here at 43 wishing I hadn't done so many of the things that I did when I was 17. Don't do it, kids.
There was a drink at one of the bars near the base in Okinawa where they served. There was a drink called a Prairie Fire, which was 151, which is rum, I think. 151 Tabasco sauce, and they would set that on fire. Now, you're supposed to blow it out before you drank it. A buddy of mine was really drunk and wanted to show, you know, what he was capable of, and he drank it without blowing it out and burned his face real good.
Oh, God. All right, we'll come back with more here. And you were sitting there to watch that happen?
Yes.
Wow. All right, we'll come back. You can share your thoughts. The fire challenge. What happened to the young man who tried it? It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Inviting you over to our website to enjoy everything you'll find there. You can also join us on the air via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us via phone, thanks to ProXPN. Our phone number, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a really, really bad idea. The story coming from CBS Local in Lexington, Kentucky. A young man has been burned with second-degree burns after watching the fire challenge videos online, according to WYKT-TV. The teen, whose name has not been given, poured rubbing alcohol on his body, then set himself on fire, saying, quote, unbearable, yeah, basically, literally after it got put out, it was already blistering, it's just hard. Videos of the fire challenge also show teens spraying themselves with aerosol cans before lighting portions of their body on fire in order to singe off their own hair, but the videos never show the physical aftermath of lighting oneself on fire. The teen said of his actions, quote, just watching it and never seeing what ended and just being childish.
Unquote. One of the firefighters...
Oh, I didn't expect a coherent quote out of one of these idiots.
One of the firefighters who took the team... Well, combine the fact that this person may not be the brightest of the bulbs in the basket, but also it's a CBS story, and CBS has the worst copy editing I've ever seen in the news business. Anyway, one of the firefighters who took the teenager to the hospital said the burns suffered by the boy will likely affect him for the rest of his life. After getting a second or third degree burn later on in life, if you get a sunburn, it's going to be compounded by these particular burns, said the emergency worker. You can get caught on fire and die. Your house can get caught on fire. Wherever you're at can get caught on fire, said the teen, cautioning others not to light themselves on fire for any reason. Yeah, it's bad enough if you accidentally get caught on fire, but to light yourself ablaze for on purpose is pretty ridiculous. Now, I've actually found, we were digging through YouTube during the break. I was digging through YouTube. There's actually a link in the story. Now, I'll share the story, but that's not what you want to see.
The video is not for the squeamish. I don't recommend it to everybody at all.
This video is pretty intense. I suspect the video, and we cannot play it on the air because there's some profanity, as you might imagine.
Well, yeah, when you get caught on fire, whether it's through your own stupidity or not, you're liable.
Amazingly, he wasn't being profane, it was the people nearby.
Well, there's a time for cuss words when your friend has doused himself
I'm not saying it's
alcohol.
Wrong.
That might be the time to do it.
I'm just saying we're not going to play it on the air, but you can play
it,
do it at your leisure. Just go to our Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter page. You should find the link there. It's basically, you'd think it's not going to go so bad. My comments when I was watching this off the air were, oh, this doesn't look like it's going to go too bad. I mean, he's standing in the shower. He's already in
the shower's running.
Yeah, he's already in the bathroom.
With the shower running?
Well, yeah. It sounds like the shower's running, but I think it's like on the other side of the room or something. But anyway, he's in the bathroom, very nearby to a shower, and he's pouring something on him. Maybe it's just plain old rubbing alcohol. It's hard to get a real view of what that is, but
he's given himself a liberal dose. It's like Clark Griswold in his barbecue. He just keeps pouring more on, and then shares some words with somebody else, and then puts some more on.
I think it is just rubbing alcohol because it's got that kind of clear, semi-clear looking bottle.
That clear, you're going to get fire soon look.
And yeah, he's just like kind of chit-chatting as he's dosing himself liberally with this alcohol. His pants are getting wet, soaked with the alcohol, and I don't think he realizes how much he's put on or what his level of cognizance is in this whole thing. Anyway, when he lights it up, it literally engulfs his entire, torso and head for a moment as it, just kind of whooshes upwards.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is screaming and trying to put the fire out at that point. I suspect it's the real McCoy. That's what this news article is based on. The news article itself is relatively fresh. That was posted on July 28th. The video, which is entitled Fire Challenge Gone Wrong, was posted by LiveLeak on YouTube. And so I didn't know LiveLeak had its own YouTube channel, but they do. And so I guess LiveLeak features certain videos on YouTube from their own service, which is kind of competing with YouTube to some extent. LiveLeak is where you can go to post the hardcore stuff. Like whatever it is YouTube bans, LiveLeak will accept. And so this is, for the moment, on YouTube. Whether they'll ban it or not, I don't know. But I was shocked. I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was. Don't do this, kids. Fire challenge. Just say no to fire.
Thank God for videos like this, because then people can see them and not repeat the behavior.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I mean, that's certainly one of the good things about this video, but obviously it was other videos that had inspired the behavior. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? On one end, YouTube is inspiring more stupidity. On the other end, maybe it's preventing some stupidity as well. How does it all balance out? Is there more stupid because of YouTube, or is the stupid always has been? It's just now we get to see more of it.
Yeah, it inspires stupidity amongst the stupid, and it inspires caution and simply provides knowledge to the not stupid.
All right, so what's the worst challenge? I'm not asking you guys because you haven't seen any of these up until tonight. What's the worst, you the listener, what is the worst challenge video that you have seen? And there are a lot of different categories. I only know of a few. There's a cinnamon challenge. There's an egg challenge. There's all kinds of stuff.
out there. So share it with us. You can share it directly on our Facebook page or call in and talk about it. Or maybe you've done some of these challenges. And I guess all you're doing it for is the satisfaction of knowing you've done it and however many YouTube views you get out of it.
There's so much of this in the world, this sort of recognition thing, like you can say you did it or whatever, and it's amazing how you can motivate people with it. Think about it for a second. What are Boy Scout patches? But recognition,
sure.
You know, somebody's taking the time to give you like a patch that you can then wear around, but usually only at Boy Scout events, and mostly only you care that you have the patch.
Well, this guy has something more than a patch now.
Somewhere they're in
over his body.
It probably in some junkyard at this point. There's a Clear Channel. I was the salesman of the month, some number of months there. So my name.
Aren't you supposed to get a new person every month for that?
What do you, no, why would you?
I guess you're right. That salesman would be different. Because normally when you're at like a store with employees, you want to pick a new one every month.
Right, you would want to pick in a place where you really can't measure achievements amongst employees. Sure, yeah. Sense. No, you want to measure achievements.
What do they give you, just a trophy or did you get anything
no,
else?
No, you got your name etched on some plaque that you never got to keep.
Did you get like a free lunch or anything like that? They give you anything?
Yeah, I think I got free lunches anyway. Right. You know, they give you trade, that kind of thing. So, no, whatever. But, you know, this is the, it's the same sort of thing. It's this feeling of accomplishment that people get as opposed to, you know, a cash reward. I liked the months when I won the cash reward thing, or not the cash reward, but like the vacation or the hotel or whatever they'd give away. So that was pretty nice.
So you can share your thoughts with us. The fire challenge, not a good one, people. Just try to stay away from that one. But, you know, there are some other challenge videos out there. I am interested in knowing what you like, what you don't. Also, we can talk about Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. It's not really a Game of the Week this week. You wanted to, Johnny Ray, discuss some subtleties between business models between certain games. Is that right?
That's right.
Or maybe it's not so subtle. I don't know what you wanted to focus on. But
I think it is subtle.
Okay. All right. Let's jump into that.
Okay. But first of all, Mark, have you ever seen Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yes, I have. Would you like a box of steak knives?
Second place? Over my head, gentlemen. What's the inside joke
so,
here?
Glengarry Glen salesman. Ross is the consummate sales movie, right?
Ah, okay.
They're selling this apartment, not apartment complex, but like land lots and that kind of thing. And the winner of the sales contest gets a brand new Cadillac. Second place gets a box of steak knives. Third place gets fired.
We come back with more here in moments on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did you do a challenge? Come on, admit it.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain right here. You can take control. It's not too late for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. If we get a chance, police hazing incident, or what is alleged to be a possible hazing incident. You make up your own mind. We'll talk about that if we get the chance. Your calls are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Johnny Ray is with us normally at this time. Not always, though, because it just depends on how things go. Sometimes earlier, but mostly usually we save it for the very end. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Last week, Johnny Ray, you brought back a favorite, Hearthstone. It had some sort of an expansion pack released for it. This is a free card game that is based in the World of Warcraft universe?
Yes, Hearthstone is free to play.
You have been raving about Hearthstone for months, on and off the air. You have played it quite a bit, especially now that this new expansion pack is out. As I understand it, you spent quite a bit of time on that within the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you want to share tonight? Because, I mean, obviously that's what you've been busy playing, so there's probably no new aspect about that to discuss, or at least, you know, not from a general interest. But what do you want to highlight?
Well, Ian, in fact, the Curse of Naxxramas, which is the expansion that I've got into last week, is I think it's five wings, and each one is going to be released a week apart. So
today
I was actually looking forward to talking about the latest wing that's opening. Last week it was the Arachnid Quarter, spider themed, obviously, and this week it's the Plague Quarter.
Hmm.
However, the
disease themed.
It very good, Mark. Yes, it is. The release time is 11:59 Pacific time, 11:59 p.m. Pacific for U.S. players. So now I think that that hasn't happened yet. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah, it's at 6 o'clock over in the West Coast.
Okay, so 6 hours away. So I'm unable
6:50.
Right. And you know, maybe that was because there were some hiccups. I thought it went pretty well, but there was a good 20 to 30 minute stretch of time last week where it was impossible to get into Battle.net to play because I think World of Warcraft itself actually went down that day, and a bunch of those players were trying to get into play Hearthstone. It was a mess. But anyway, it's not available, so I can't talk about the Plague Quarter. But what I've been thinking about was...
You're staying up late tonight, right, Johnny Ray?
I can't
you
do it.
You gotta work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
tomorrow, though.
I'm considering it, but I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah. It'll be there when you get off work tomorrow.
Right. That's a good way to look at it.
Yep.
So, Ian, I'm going to ask you a question, and you might not know the answer. Which game, which card game do I prefer, Hearthstone or Dominion?
Well, I know you're a huge fan of Dominion. I mean, I don't know which you prefer because you've been playing a lot of Hearthstone recently. Dominion is a physical card game that has an online version that is a very popular game. Hearthstone, I don't believe, has a physical version.
No, it doesn't. So, I've heard that it would be impossible to make a physical version. I'm not sure if that's true.
I'm going to go with Dominion because it is a more versatile game.
Dominion, I prefer Dominion to Hearthstone. I think Dominion, without a doubt, is a better game. It's fundamentally different. They're two different kinds of games. Hearthstone is a collectible card game. Mm-hmm. You get your cards, you create a deck, and you play that deck against other people. Dominion gives you a random assortment of cards, stacks of identical cards, of the different stacks have different cards on them, mm-hmm. but the stack is full of the same kind of card. And then you go in, everybody starts with an identical deck, and you're building your deck as you play. And that puts everyone on a level
playing field. Unless they're experienced, in which case experience is going to count in Dominion. If you know how to play, you probably will be all right against some noobs. But even so, a newbie can win their first time in Dominion.
That is true. That was an interesting hallmark of the game. I thought that that new people could come in and be lucky and win more so than maybe in some other games. But so I played Dominion. I love Dominion. I bought every time a new box came out. I would get
the collection.
I would get a new one, and then someone, a fan, a very programming competent, savvy fan created a fan site that duplicated the game and automated it. There was like a single player version. They didn't create an AI for it, but they created an environment where Dominion players could go in and meet up for games and play against each other.
So that didn't exist before a fan made it? It wasn't the company that did that?
Right. It was a fan.
That's neat.
And it was a very robust platform and a robust environment, I guess. I'm not sure what the right word I'm looking for.
What does that mean, robust?
It means that there were a lot of features in the site.
Okay.
You could see there were thousands of players playing the game, mm-hmm. and you could see your record against any player. You could just use a search and you could see how many wins and losses you had against any one player. And it would keep track of your success with different kinds of cards.
And it was free,
so
right?
And it was free.
Okay.
And when the new expansions were coming out, this guy was adding it to the website. And he was doing it with the blessing of the creator of the game.
No kidding.
Donald X. Vicarno. Is
now, that's cool, man. That's a cool guy.
Yes. Yes. And it was a beautiful thing. I whiled away the hours there. And I thought it was time profitably spent. Now, Rio Grande Games and Donald X. Vaccarino went into a business deal with GoCo. GoCo is a web developer, I think, or they made an agreement with them that GoCo would create a web version of Dominion that people could buy their way into.
So reinvent the wheel. I mean, this guy already, this fan already made an awesome version of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to make another one? Or when was this that they decided to do this?
This was probably 2.5 years ago.
Okay, so it's probably done then.
Right? It is done, yes. Okay. It's done, and I've played it.
How's it compare to the original freebie?
I haven't explored all the functionality of it. It is more... I haven't done any multiplayer on it. I've only done single player. They sort of had this adventure mode that I thought would be kind of neat. And it's fun. One of the advantages to the GoCo version, the legitimate version, if you will, is that it has the original art. Mm-hmm. The Dominion.isotropic was the fan site. Isotropic had all the cards, but it had they didn't use the art. They got different art.
But
supposedly the art they used was the art that Donald X used in his mock-ups of the game when he was designing it.
So, all right, so why are you bringing all this up?
Because I like Dominion better, and I could I could pay to play it, but I play Hearthstone instead, which I don't like as much, and I did lay down money to play Hearthstone. But Hearthstone started out as free to play. There's I think 500 cards total, plus a few more now that these expansions are coming out, but there's 500 cards total. You start the game basically with a little over 100. And if you like, you can play and win in-game currency, buy decks, and grow your collection. And I enjoyed doing that just fine. It was enjoyable. Like I said, I guess I used the word twice. But it was great fun to build my collection for free. Just go in and play. I was playing against other people. So I had that human opponent, which is key for a real challenge. And when this expansion came out, I was just so pleased with Hearthstone that I spent $20 to unlock the whole wing. So when that adventure opens up at 4 in the morning or whatever for me, I'm not going to have to pay for it. It's going to be there ready for me. All of these wings, I've got them already because I wanted to reward.
So you unlocked all of the ones that are coming out for $20?
No, I've unlocked this
just
particular
one.
Just
the 1 week's worth.
Five weeks worth.
5 weeks. I thought it was once per week that they were doing. It's once every 5 weeks.
They've got this thing called Curse of Naxxramas, which is in five parts, and each one of those comes out every week. Mm-hmm. And then when that's done, who knows when the next great expansion?
So what
are
you saying?
Out.
You're saying that you don't like Hearthstone as much as Dominion, but yet
Dominion
you shelled out money for Hearthstone
because of the business model. Also, it's a little bit because of the vagaries of what happened with Dominion. See, Dominion sort of, Donald X, when he made that agreement with GoCo, he kind of, even though he didn't really take anything away from me, he took something away from me because Isotropic, they were buddies with Donald X, and they respectfully closed down Isotropic when GoCo went up. Yeah. And I think I think many of them went on staff with GoCo. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But the practical effect to me was I had a fantastic online Dominion game with loads of players to play with, and then when the officially licensed version went up, then I didn't, and I would have had to pay.
But the officially licensed one, is it free at all?
Yes, it is free at all. The basic set of cards, you can play with those, but if you want to get any of the expansions, you have to buy them. And I don't know. I'm not opposed to it. I want to support them too, but I haven't yet.
You only have so much time and only have so much money. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. And we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online. Maybe we'll talk about the police hazing at that time. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force. Through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.